Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up, Cork's good times.
Red FM.
Red FM Breakfast. Oh, yeah.
With KC.
Here we go.
Red FM.
That was a pretty quick bank holiday weekend.
Yeah, it flies.
Zipped by.
Yeah.
Were you jazzing, girl?
I was kind of jazzing locally. It was more kind of Halloween-y stuff that we had going on this weekend.
Okay.
Party for the kids on Saturday. Well, kids and the grown-ups, you know yourself.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Good fun.
No, not a saxophone in sight?
No, well, there was a bit of jazz going on locally in Cove, but we didn't end up going into the city in the
end. Goes out to Cove, does it?
Yeah, well, it's everywhere, really, isn't it?
Nah, kind of more city-based, really. It's unusual to hear this event outside of the city.
There was a bit of jazz being played in the pubs.
Was this just a lad on the street with a trumpet now?
Yeah.
A regular lad.
Yeah.
He's probably there all the time.
He is,
but
yeah.
He's there for the jazz.
Yeah, he got labelled the jazz this weekend.
There you go, that's the jazz there
How
now.
How about you? Did you go in?
Do you know what? For the first year ever, I didn't go near the place.
Yeah.
I was about to go in on Saturday night and then things changed.
Yeah.
But I was watching everybody else's gallivanting
so
and it
cool.
looked like the city was mobbed.
It was unreal. I think they've said, correct me if I'm wrong, anyone listening, that this year was the most successful year ever.
Yeah, it's going to be the year to beat next year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which is brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 45 million bonanza for the weekend.
Oh, God.
That was all on cheeseburgers and chips.
Guarantee you, lads. It's really good for the city, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's really good for Cork in general.
Yeah, no, it's great.
Not just the city.
So we just need more weekends like that. So what other kind of weekends could we have?
I mean,
we've got a jazz weekend.
Okay.
How about a guitar weekend?
Yeah.
A recorder weekend where like hundreds of thousands of people play the recorder, play the Titanic song.
No.
No?
No.
Just a thought.
They did do something like that recently, didn't they? And they broke a record.
Oh, they put like thousands of recorders.
Tin whistles.
Yeah, oh yeah.
They broke a record.
The recorder. Man, I still get...
It goes through you, doesn't it?
It does. It is. It's the closest thing to playing an actual banshee.
It is, yeah.
And then you were forced into it at school. You had to bring your fiver in to buy your recorder.
Yeah.
You got your little recorder pack with one of those pipe cleaners.
That's right.
And then you had 30 kids in a room just blowing into it with no notion how to... Imagine being a teacher listening to that crack.
Oh God, it was awful.
We got a busy one for you this morning. Shocktober is kicking off later on this morning. It is back. It is our little Halloween extravaganza where loads and loads of people are going to be running around the place like absolute lunatics looking for the wealthy witch.
That's right.
So if you don't know what this is about, it kicked off on Red FM last year. It was huge. People were going bananas over this.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you about it later on, but here's a man from America with more details.
We've been here before.
I know the
wealthy witch. Many have gone on a hunt.
Come on, step on it.
Some stake their claim.
I got it. Oh, yes.
This Halloween, will it be you?
Yeah.
Red FM's wealthy witch will be back out on the streets of Cork with her cauldron of cash.
Who wants to win?
Listen out for the creepy clues and hunt her down to claim your share of €2,500.
She could be anyone,
anywhere. Be listening to Red FM Breakfast with KC, 8:15 Tuesday to find out when the first witching hour will be. And then listen across the day and crack the clues. Red FM's Shocktober.
I mean, basically, that's what you got to do, is stay listening to us right across the day. 8:15 this morning, I will tell you the witching hour. The witching hour is the hour you have to go and find her.
Yeah.
Through the clues that we will give you. I'll also give you the quantity of cash that we're giving away. If you find her, could be a him, the wealthy witch will pay out a nice chunk of change today. We've got thousands and thousands to give away right across this week. Shocktober's up and running, all right? So we'll have that for you a little bit later on. In the meantime, roll call coming up. Check in on WhatsApp 0868104106. Welcome back, everybody. It's Tuesday.
Red FM Breakfast.
With KC on Cork's Good Times.
Red FM.
2 days to Halloween, 57 sleeps till Christmas, 249 days until the Oasis lads are back together. And today is International Internet Day, a day to celebrate the old internet. I remember when I came into our house first through a phone line, that you had to plug in. And if you wanted to download a picture of Pamela Anderson from Baywatch, it took 2 days.
Red FM Breakfast. Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
A little line across the top of the screen.
We've
come a long way, baby.
We have.
They're working on 6G at the moment.
Is this true?
So most of us will be on 4G. A lot have upgraded to 5G.
Yeah.
So 6G technology they were testing last week. And it is so fast. On your phone, you could download an entire movie in 1 second.
Oh my.
That's how fast the speeds are coming in. And it'll probably be in the next 3 or 4 years.
Wow.
6G will be lightning fast. I mean, like 5G is insanely fast, but like how fast do you need it? Like, how impatient would you be going, oh God, it was 1.5 seconds to download Rocky. Like, it's unacceptable.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's where 6G is going. Wow. Anyway, this is World Internet Day. It is 18 minutes after 6 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. On the front of the papers, you didn't get the sack yesterday by any chance.
No, did you?
No, you didn't get the sack and then get paid 18 million and put in a private jet, did you?
No.
This is what happened to Ten Hag. Manchester United's manager has been fired. He's gone. He was told at 11 o'clock yesterday morning. The game is up. And I think this is horribly unfair on Ten Hag, because it should be all those useless players that they have paid millions for.
Okay, tell me what happened here. This is juicy, isn't it?
Well, United lost to, wasn't it? Was it West Ham they were playing? They lost 2-1. And they've had a horrible season. I think they're 14th or 15th in the table. And the club has just been falling apart for years.
Right.
Ten Hag has, to his credit, won 2 trophies with them.
Okay.
But it's the league position that basically determines an awful lot. And they haven't had a good start to it. He was given another season.
Okay.
Because they felt, okay, he's really working on the club. He's done a lot of strategy stuff. They did start to play better, and then they fell off the wagon again, and it was so inconsistent.
Yeah.
But it always comes back to the manager.
It does, unfortunately, yeah.
Mario Rosenstock and his new show is coming back to the Opera House. It's going to be here February 28th to March 1st of next year. If you're looking for something exciting, it's Gift Grub 25. The boys are back with a brand new show in the Opera House in Cork, and I think this is just brilliant.
I know that you've no judgment. We're beaten nearly every week with Anthony and Garnacho. The future is looking bleak. Oh, you said that you'd be different, that everyone makes mistakes, but no, do me a favour at the end of the day. Oh. Now every single weekend a new disaster occurs. A sloppy draw at Palace, 3-0 at home to Spurs. Oh, and you say that we're improving, and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I don't want to know about it. I don't want to know about it. All I'm saying is, at the end of the day, please, 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 just fire Ten Hag. Please, 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 don't bring us to tears with the players that you're picking tonight. Onana is one thing, Maguire is another. Don't start me on Rashford, the right mother trucker. Please, please, please. 80 million for Sancho. Hoyland cost a fair few bob. But you don't know where to play them, even though it's your job.
It's his job.
Someone else might bring us joy. Maybe Ruud van Nistelrooy. I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding at the end of the day. Or maybe I'm not. Please, 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 just fire Ten Hag. Please, 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 don't bring us to tears with the players that you're picking tonight. Fernandez is useless, but the problem is you. We need someone different, like your man Postecoglou.
Mario Rosen's talking, please, please, please.
Please, please, please.
I tell you, he put the hex on Ten Hag over the weekend, because that was done on Friday and he was fired yesterday. The power of that man, incredible. It is 6:27 on a Tuesday after the bank holiday weekend. What kind of a weekend would you like in Cork? We've just had the Jazz. What's the next weekend that you'd like? Be creative in this one. 0868 104 106. I want to hear from you. Vic's VIP is coming up as well. This is Red FM. We need more weekends like the Jazz Festival. We need another one. What's it going to be? It should be a spiced beef toasty and pint festival.
Oh, yes.
Just a whole weekend of spiced beef toasties and gas.
Who came up with that?
That's Shane.
Oh, Shane, you're a legend. That's a great idea.
Anyone remember the Carling County Music Weekend, according to Stephen? I don't. No, that's throwing back. Jerry P, checking in. Morning, Jerry. There should be a cheese festival in Cork. Just cheese.
Yeah.
Man, I don't get the cheese obsession. I mean, people who love cheese really love it, but it's like, you know, I'm just Calvita all the way. That'll do me. Yeah.
Are you really?
You're probably into that mad stinky.
I'm disappointed in that. Why?
Stinky blue cheese.
I'm not a huge fan of the blue cheese, but I do love all different kinds of cheeses. Would you not go for a nice mature cheddar?
What was that?
That was mature cheddar saying, hi, Casey. Try me.
Come and get me.
Vix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Did you see over the weekend they had the Gladiator press conference and the first screening in LA?
It's getting exciting, isn't it?
Oh, my God. The reviews for this are, it's going to be one of the best films of all time. Yeah. Now, remember, this is 24 years in the making. So however good Gladiator was, which was an epic film 24 years ago.
Yeah.
Imagine with the advances in, you know, everything.
Cinematography.
Everything. Yeah. How different this is going to be and the spectacle this is going to be.
It's going to be huge, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's going to be, it's the box office film of the year.
Yeah.
Paul Mescal gave a little speech before the show kicked off.
We've been waiting 20 plus years for this film. And I can't believe I'm standing here. We're at the beginning of the press tour, so forgive my innate nervousness, but I'm going to try and express very briefly what this film means. And it begins and ends with Sir Ridley Scott, the great, the boss, everything. Absolutely. In passing me, this has totally changed my life, but the trickle-down effect he has with his ambition and his work ethic just makes this film, to my mind, one of the most epic I've seen, if I do say so myself, in the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah, November 15th is when it's going to be opening.
They were on, did you see Graham Norton over the weekend? He was on with Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
Saoirse Ronan and Eddie Redmayne, and they were talking about the film. And I tell you what, Denzel Washington had some great things to say.
Let me say this.
Oh, yes, okay.
This kid delivers. Oh. I'm a pretty good actor. I'm serious. Trust me. I saw it when Russell did it. He delivered. This kid delivered.
It's true.
I mean, a couple of weeks ago, he was in O'Neill shorts, shifting young ones at discos and Normal People. And now he's Gladiator.
It's massive, isn't it?
It's incredible.
His rise to fame over the last 12 months alone has just been amazing. Saoirse Ronan, as I said, was sat on the couch as well. And it was an interesting one. The conversation got onto pretending that you're on the phone when you're out walking. And Saoirse Ronan came into the middle of it. And I tell you, she quietened a couch of males quicker than you can say, you know what, have a listen.
She really did. You can hear the stunned silence of the lads.
Who's actually going to think about that? If someone attacks me, I'm not going to go, phone.
I am paying him.
One second.
That's a very good point.
But I like
that's
the thought.
That's what girls have to think about all the time.
Yeah.
Am I right, ladies?
So true.
She is so true. Yeah. And she just brought a bit of clarity into that conversation. But I tell you what, I never saw three fellas look so awkward in all my life. Like, it's not that I don't feel safe, but I would always have something on me. Like, quite often I have a key between my fingers.
Wow.
Just the sharp bit of the key.
In case you ever need it.
Inside my pocket.
That's incredible, yeah.
Inside my pocket.
But this is stuff that, again, but it just points out that we don't think about this kind of stuff.
Or I pretend that I actually loudly pretend that I'm talking to someone on my phone.
Yeah.
And that is just a protection thing rather than a reaction. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if I'm alone in a street anywhere in the pitch black, I will have something like that going on. Either the key in my finger or else I'll be on the phone.
Lads don't think of that stuff. I would never have thought of that.
And it's funny because Ema was in here 2 seconds ago and we were both talking about the key through the finger thing. And she said she does that too.
Isn't there maybe it's over in the UK, but maybe they have it here as well, where there's some kind of code word. If you run into a pub and say it, that the publican will know that you're in trouble and you need help.
Yeah, I don't know what it is,
I must look that up. I must too.
But it's a reality for, and not just females, for men as well. It, you know, this crosses,
absolutely, yeah.
Crosses both sexualities. But listen, I just think you have to be wide.
Doggy wide.
You have to be wide.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever been walking and you've heard footsteps behind you that get closer?
I've never felt scared or intimidated.
Really?
Never really, no. It's just not, it's not in my orbit,
well,
you know what I mean?
Because you're a ladder.
I know.
That's because you're really tall.
You need a chainsaw to take down this oaf.
That's probably it though, isn't it?
But no, it's like, I'm joking aside, I've never really, like, you know, felt uncomfortable walking down the street. I just, I've never experienced anything bad.
Yeah. No,
but I know lots of people have. But yeah, I'm telling you, she silenced that couch, didn't she?
I love her. I'm a bit of a fangirl. I think she's one of the best things to ever come out of this country. I think she's fab, Saoirse Ronan.
Yeah, but no messing with Victoria Nichols. She's a double black belt, isn't she?
Yeah.
All right, girl.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know.
8.53 in the morning. Today's the day that we kick off Shocktober. It's happening. It is happening. And we need you to keep Red FM on right across the day. Take us with you on the app. Have us in the car, the kitchen, or wherever you might be. In your headphones as you go hunting for the Wealthy Witch. Messages that have come in this morning. Oh my God, I cannot wait for the Wealthy Witch. Me and the daughter have some laugh doing it. We were in town in our PJs last year and people thought we were crazy. Love it. I was the only one thinking of it the other day. Hope you were going to do it again. Delighted it's back from Chloe. I love the Wealthy Witch. You have me driven demented this week trying to find her. Great fun last time, even though I didn't win. Lucy, this is your year.
Yeah.
This is your year. From 1 to 2 today is the witching hour. That means it is the hour where we go and try and hunt down the witch. 600 quid in cash in your hand today if you can find her. Katie Jane will give you the clues between 1 and 2. And you just got to keep Red FM on. There might be some additional little help if we have trouble finding her. But I think this clue will take you pretty much to the location today. And then, just go for it. Absolute madness out there. Be part of Shocktober.
Listening to win with Red FM's Shocktober.
So between 1 and 2 today, that's when you got to be listening for all the clues. Niall Horan on Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. Good morning. Morning, gang. If anybody wants to do something with the kids, oh yes, this week, you're pulling your hair out trying to find things to keep them occupied. Take them down to Mallow Castle. It's free and it's opened up and they have a bit of a kind of a spooky setup for you this week.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. There's Daniel in the city. Morning, Dan.
Morning, how are you?
How are you, horse? How are you keeping?
Actually not too bad. No, good. So far, anyway.
So far. What kind of a wild weekend did you have?
I actually had quite a weekend myself this weekend. I just got a hoax, so it was furniture shopping.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so you won't be going out for another 9 years at least.
Exactly.
That's it. And it's that thing when you buy a house and you're looking around going, a thing for the bathroom is 900 quid. It's all of that stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Just a money pit, but it's worth it, Dan. When did you buy your house?
Right on Friday.
Oh, only on Friday.
Congratulations.
So you've actually stayed in your own house for the first time over the weekend.
We've been in and out doing a bit of work.
Good man. Yeah. Good man. Well, congratulations. Well, where? Do you say well where with a house?
Do you?
You don't really say well where, do you know?
I don't even know what you're talking about. What the hell is well where?
When you buy a car, you say to people well where. So it's like a good look statement.
I like it.
All right. I don't know. What's the well wear for a house equivalent, Vic? Good luck, Sham. That's it. Good luck, Sham.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Daniel, what animated movie has a song called Let It Go?
Frozen.
Who was the lead singer with Queen?
He's the lead singer with Queen.
Queen.
Freddie Mercury.
Question number 3. Who sings the song Blinding Lights?
The Weeknd.
Question number 4. What film franchise features Frodo and Gandalf?
Lord of the Rings.
Question 5. What console did Nintendo release in 2006?
The Wii console.
Which couple was known as Brangelina?
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Who plays Ross Geller in the TV show Friends?
David Seymour.
Question 8. What actor played Deadpool?
Ryan Reynolds.
What is the best-selling video game of all time? Give us a guess. We're running out of time.
Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto. And who wrote The Hunger Games?
Who wrote The Hunger Games?
Yeah. Quickly, quickly.
Dad!
Knickers, Monica.
You were so close.
You got everything right. You got Frozen, Freddie Mercury, The Weeknd, Lord of the Rings, Brad and Angelina, David Schwimmer, I would have taken it.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds for 8. Until we got to number 9, and the biggest selling video game of all time, selling 300 million copies, is Minecraft, actually. It is. Yeah, we've asked that one before. And the answer to number 10 was Suzanne Collins was the writer of The Hunger Games, which went on to become the biggest.
It's a good round though, Dan. That's good.
Dan, I'm sorry. I know you had plans for that €1,000. You were going to put knives and forks and everything into the house. And a new fancy toilet brush and everything. But I've burst the bubble of that dream. But I will invite you back on another day to give it a go, because you did very well. In the meantime, it's a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors, which is perfect for your new gaff.
Absolutely is.
All right, buddy. Thanks, man.
Nice one, Dan.
Cheers, Dan. Have a good day, man. Bye-bye.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Return to Hogwarts. Binge all the Harry Potter movies with a Now Cinema membership.
They've thrown you in for the week, have they?
I'm in.
You're the superhero.
I'm in.
Super sub is here to mind the shop. Going back to your student days, Victoria.
Yes.
Do you remember writing essays in college by any chance?
Yes.
Yeah?
Do you
remember the use of metaphors in essays?
Yes.
Okay, so they've put together a compilation of some of the most brilliant metaphors used in student essays.
Okay.
The little boat gently drifted across the pond, exactly the way a bowling ball wouldn't. Murphy fell 12 stories, hitting the pavement like a paper bag filled with vegetable soup. Again, these are metaphors that have turned up in student essays that someone has collected. Her hair glistened in the rain like nose hair after a sneeze.
What the hell?
Oh, Jason, take me, she panted, her boobs heaving like a student on a €1 a pint night. Victoria, the dandelion swayed in the gentle breeze like an oscillating electric fan set to medium. I just love these. Or as Thomas texted in after the jazz weekend, I'm shook like a hand at mass. She walked into my office like a centipede with 98 missing legs. Another student metaphor from an essay. Her voice had a tense, grating quality, like a first-generation paper fax machine that needed a band tightened. But I love these so much because I remember being in English exams and you needed to pepper the whole thing with as many similes metaphors as possible. And you were literally, under pressure, write any manure at all to get it on the page. But the fact that somebody has been correcting essays for years and just compiled thousands of these.
There's some funny ones in there.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up, Cork's good times.
Red FM.